guys mind telling me your names and just where you're from?
Oh my gosh. No, I don't know. I can do that. I'm Ali Lockhead, and I'm from Mid Wales.
Oh, nice. Whereabouts?
I'm sort of between Lampeter and Aberystwyth.
Okay, okay, nice. How did you get here today?
In my van.
Oh, okay, you drove.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I drove.
How long's that journey? That's
so I came last night.
That's away.
All day yesterday.
So I'm Ginny Herbert, and I'm from Cholsey, which is a village roughly 30 minutes away.
Oh, great. So you had a 5-hour day and you got 30 minutes. Did you guys camp here, or did you just...
Last night?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Oh my goodness, how was that?
I was really snug. We had so many layers underneath us. Another 6 layers on top of us, 2 in a little tent. So I slept really well.
How cold did it get? Was it like minus, what, 3, 4, 5?
Someone told me it was minus 6.
It was minus 2 still this morning, I mean at 10 or something. So.
I reckon it was minus 6.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
it was the night before.
In the morning when I got up, it was minus 3.
Yeah.
And that was about 6 or 7.
Exactly, so it's bound to have been less.
The only cold bit was the tip of my nose.
Ooh,
nice. And when I got out to do a pee.
Yes, and it didn't freeze. that would be awful.
So how did you hear about this sort of gathering today?
Through Greener Women Everywhere, really.
Yes,
and this just being connected with the Aldermaston Peace Camp and various other people that are connected.
So have you guys stayed here before?
I haven't stayed. I've been here, but I haven't stayed, but you have.
Twice, I think.
Yeah. Being close to you.
It's much easier. I can always nip home when I've had enough.
It's not a five-hour journey.
It's very inspirational, and it's wonderful to be amongst a group of people, all women, mostly my age, but a lot younger, which is great, who you know all care desperately and are active and courageous and will get out there and do things. You need that refresh and keep going.
And I think to see people, like, I definitely notice for my generation, so much of it is done online. And it really feels like there's a huge difference when you actually physically, like, sit round a campfire or something.
Yeah, you need that.
Yeah, I utterly agree. I think a lot of the younger generation, they think they're being active by being online. But all you're doing is talking to each other. I mean, we are too, up to a point, but you know, hey ho. But at least we can be out on the street and wave a banner or talk to people. I mean, just leafleting on things like that. It's so important, and yet I don't think the younger, with climate change, the younger generation do. It's essential to be raising awareness because people have no, they don't know. I mean, they seriously don't know what's going on.
So when did you guys first hear about Greener?
As soon as it started, I think.
We had a very active Wallingford Peace Group, and one of the people in that heard that this group of people were walking to Greenham, and how about we support them? And I couldn't go down to meet them when they actually got here, but very soon after we came down, and somebody in our group had a caravan they weren't using anymore and offered it, and they said yes please. So that caravan got towed down. And I think we started fairly early on delivering food. We're part of a rota about once a month, I think. We used to cook and bring it down.
Say that again.
And then any excuse to come or any protest, we'd be here.
Yes.
So how do you guys know each other?
Blimey. Okay, well, we met on the march for the walk last year. From Cardiff to Greenham, so we met then, and we just looked at each other and said, "Hello." And so we didn't know each other before.
We were in the control tower on Greenham Common. We were looking at pictures in an exhibition, and I sort of muttered to myself, we really have to do something more. And turned, and there was Ali saying, yes, we do. You know, she'd said much the same thing. So we then arranged...
Time to be back on the streets. Yeah.
That was September, was it? Anyway, within about 10 weeks, we'd organised a whole group of women to go up to Glasgow for COP26 to walk from Faz Lane into Glasgow. And that was
great. And then for 2 weeks, just waving banners at everyone. But there was loads of awareness raising then, because the COP26 thing was about trying to get the military emissions recognised, you know, actually just talked about. And even Greenpeace and people saying, oh gosh, we hadn't even thought about that, you know. So that was great. Not that it's made any difference, but we could keep trying.
Try.
Yeah, and keep going.
There was part of the Kyoto Protocol way back, one of the COPs, that was saying,
97.
You know, we've got to be accountable for our emissions, every country. And at the very last minute, I think it was the US.
It was definitely the US.
Brought in an amendment, not where it was about military, the emissions from the military, which is a huge proportion of gas emissions.
But it was sort of worse than that. It was, if you want us to sign this, you've got to take the military off the agenda. Total blackmail. So, and that's been the same ever since. Yeah.
So what is it that sort of, I don't know, spurred you guys to want to get back out there? To be sitting in cold -6 degrees.
It's just together,
yeah. Isn't it? Being together. So just, I think just because things are ratcheting up. You know, and we're just sleepwalking into this nightmare. And we're literally sleepwalking. And it's, just got to do something. Just got to do something.
You've got to do something. And being amongst people who you know are hardcore activists, and a lot of them are thinking, what next and what can we do? And you come to somewhere like this and something else, another idea comes up and gets some... re-energised. Part of it is being re-energised, being with like minds, you know. And being, as Ali says, more and more aware of the need for more action.
Yeah, people need to know.
Our great minds, we need to be focusing on the future of this planet.
Yeah. You know, and things like then, you know, the increase in the Trident warheads, the increase in the military budgets. You know, like when the whole place is on its knees, you know, what on earth? What? You know, our priorities are just wrong. Just so wrong. And nobody sort of says, I mean, it's also within Parliament and things. Nobody really says. Labour have been absolutely pathetic, beyond patheticness about it all. They just say, yes, you know. So if no one's speaking up, even within Parliament, against it, then we've got two. Yes?
How does it, I mean, how does it make you feel, the fact that, you know, you were, you know, campaigning against this sort of thing back in the 80s, and now, you know, it's 40 years later, and do you feel like much movement has gone, have we gone back, like, how does it feel?
Exasperated. I walked with a banner once in one of the protests in London, one of the big marches, with a banner saying, exasperated older women, you know, why are we protesting this shit again? And so many people came up to me, women or younger people, who said, oh, my mother was a Greenham too. You know, I had Greenham coming on there. It is exasperating to think we're still here and it's no better. It's worse.
Yeah. And the US are talking about bringing, and probably a done deal, you know, nuclear weapons to Laken Heath.
Oh, can I introduce
the whole point of Greenham is to get rid of the crew's nuclear weapons. And now we're back. I mean, what?
You know, the money involved, it's hideous. Just replacing Trident would cost 205
trillion, billion, million, trillion, billion,
billion. Billion, I think it is.
It always doubles overnight.
It's just hideous.
For nothing.
Sorry,
nothing.
I just...
yeah, to make them bigger and make them more powerful and more of them.
We've got enough to blow up the whole place anyway, so yeah. And the more you have, the more dangerous it is, inevitably, isn't it?
There are four submarines, and one of them is always out there. And each one has 8 warheads, and each one of those has 5 missiles, and each one of them is greater than has greater firepower than the bomb that landed on Hiroshima. So, you know, just kill the world a million times over.
And that's just us.
It does feel like, at least in my generation, the fear of nuclear war is not as present, I think, maybe.
I don't know, Ukraine war has brought it up again.
Yeah. And actually the last few, while being on different sort of discussions or whatever, and one of the things that does keep coming up is the fear that sort of, there might be people who are in their 30s maybe or something, but saying, overriding thoughts of as a teenager, the fear of war and nuclear. And that was something, I mean, that we certainly lived with, I remember not thinking, great, actually, there's no point, well, not great, but no point in paying any bills because actually we are about to blow ourselves up. And then about 2 months later, oh dear, I better, But it was that serious, wasn't it? And I think people do feel it, but they don't know enough about our capabilities, I don't think. Or the other thing is what's never really talked about is the so close accidents that have happened again and again and again. And I think having Trump in power actually woke some people up to thinking, my gosh, he's using these and he has the power. There's always this idea that the US have checks and balances. No, they don't. They really don't. So, I think a whole combination of things.
And I don't want to give the impression that it's just older women and us that are concerned because, Ali, you were on this march in Wales.
Yeah.
Yeah, just recently, and it was CND Youth, Cymru, and from the Transfinnoth nuclear power station to the Wilford. So it was a 7-day walk linking because they're wanting to bring back the small nuclear reactor power stations or start them with Rolls-Royce, who have never ever done anything like this in their life. It's a completely new experimental thing. Anyway, besides all of that, but I was by far the oldest person in the march or the walk, and it was almost all young people under the mid-30s, so it was fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
Sorry. It's just part of their mindset now. Anti-war, anti-nuclear, anti-animal, pro-animal rights.
And making those links, between climate and war is finally happening.
Yeah, it's all linked.
It's really beginning.
It's always been linked, but now we have really strong science.
And Ukraine, again, I think, is really highlighting the devastation and the pollution and the everything else. This is Sandy.
Hello.
Please join in. I'm just getting stories and memories and discussions for the Green and Women Everywhere project. So just chatting with people and stealing their wisdom, basically.
Because we're ranting.
We're ranting.
Little
ranting, the better.
Lamenting the current situation. I mean, I think what would be interesting is to get more cross-generational activism.
Yeah.
Because there's so much wisdom and experience, and I think the younger generation can be kind of a bit arrogant and sort of close our, well, I say ourselves, I'm a bit older, but close themselves off. But, it's all the same fight.
It's completely,
I experienced that the other day. I've been banging on about this to various people, but I was at a grandchild's concert, carol concert thing. And the woman next to me, because it was very full and I had to not sit with my daughter, and she just never heard of Green and what we did and what's going on. And she's very involved in her life and her children, but, you know, she wasn't aware of bigger issues and these worrying things. And I was... thought, oh God, this is terrible.
Yeah.
How old was she?
Well, she was, I don't know, late 30s or something. Yeah.
Well, I hadn't heard of it until about a year ago.
Really?
And
so how did you hear of it then?
Through my friend Alice, who knows Becca Morden.
Uh-huh.
And Alice is the one that's been collating loads of stories, and she's done the podcast and she did the march. And stuff like that. So she told me about it, so I sort of knew, but I have to admit, I didn't know about it, and I, you know, come from a pretty liberal feminist family.
Do you?
And it just,
really? Wow. Mm. Yeah. And maybe that doesn't matter, and that's the way it is, but we need to get people aware.
Well, the more I hear about it, the more I think, why wasn't I told about this
right.
in school?
Yeah.
Like, why
didn't
anyone tell me about this?
Yeah, school, exactly.
And we were hearing that in Glasgow, weren't we? You know, people... teachers suddenly think, actually, yes, why aren't we teaching this? And, you know, universities, even on peace studies things, it's not on the curriculum. It's like, how is that not? It's been washed out, isn't it?
It has, yeah.
It's really
considering how now I'm learning about how big it is.
I think it was
for how long with so many women. I just don't understand how there's nothing.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens when it's women's issues.
Yes.
And women show their power.
But it's not women's issues.
No.
It's not women's
issues. Everybody.
It's what happens, though, when women are making the issue that is somehow not as important.
Oh, it's so dangerous. It gets
it's
more
hidden.
Pushed out.
You know, when...
I mean, imagine if it was men, if we were to imagine back, if there'd been, you know, 30,000 men holding
hands. Ooh!
Yeah. Well, I was going to say holding hands, maybe not around the base, you know. Like, you probably wouldn't hear the end of it. They'd probably have
I think it was probably the biggest women's liberation movement ever. I might be biased because it's, I'm in the UK and we're part of it, but I think it probably
is big.
Must rate
certainly
right
big.
Up there.
Yeah.
And maybe there are others in other countries that I haven't heard of. There probably are. You know, Indigenous rights, there have been huge marches.
I mean, there's been great things in Latin America where the women would like bang their pots and stuff like that and about against the dictators.
The disappearances and stuff,
And stuff like that. So, I mean, it's all
over. Yeah, that's massive, actually, yeah.
You know, this is just not known about.
And I think I'm right in saying my granddaughter's history syllabus was called People and Power.
Ooh.
And I think it was brilliant.
Was it?
And I'm pretty sure Greenham was part of that.
Because I was going to say, I don't think it's mentioned at school in history or peace studies or politics or anything, is it?
Yeah. I don't know. It's very rare, I think, yeah.
I must ask my children if they...
My daughter came to Greenham because we were close. I've got a photograph of her sitting in amongst us. I'll go and get it in a minute. And she was 9. And not on that occasion, but another one. When she went into school after I'd been there for the weekend and got arrested, she wrote up her news.
Mum got arrested. Didn't come back for tea.
Oh, that's so cool. That's exactly what you want as a kid.
Yeah.
Rather than just, we went swimming. Yeah, my mum got arrested.
But that is a thing, because that show was at a thing in the Welsh Parliament a couple of days ago. And, one of the Welsh Assembly people... I don't know what his age would be, 45 or I don't know, goodness knows, which just shows, shows the thing. But he's doing his campaigning now because, again, his mum was an activist and at Greenham, and there'd be all sorts of things in Wales. I mean, Wales was, this is another thing I wanted to get, was really active in the peace movement. And he was so influenced by her constantly coming back battered and bruised from the police having, kicked the shit out of everybody and all the rest of it. And, that's his memory of this strong, it wasn't like, oh, mum, what have you done? It's like,
right.
And he's just carrying the baton. So Yeah.
Actually, that's interesting because my youngest child, she came here to Greenham, to the base, and she's the only one of the three that
right.
that really
yeah.
is, you know, she goes on demonstrations at Bristol and climate change mainly is her thing, but yeah.
But the classic of this one,
yeah.
sorry.
So 30,000 women, if they have children, maybe yeah. those children are...
Yeah. And those 30,000 weren't just UK women.
No, it was global.
People came from all over.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So yeah, all over the world. All over the world.
Japanese
yeah.
people we had and with us.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Mm. Yeah. There's somebody from Austria here now. I mean, you know, I mean, there's people all, yeah, all over. And they that still keeps happening.
Mm.
Yeah, there was a Japanese who joined us for the Welsh, you know, that war.
Yeah.
yeah. But the thing about this whitewashing or whatever
yeah.
washing, that there's a like a cultural museum in Wales called St Fagans, which is like, you know. And I went there, I hadn't been for years and years and years. Given that Greenham basically is the Cardiff War, you know, the history of the peace movement and women in the peace movement is massive in Wales. They had a whole sections in the, you know, the display things on the miners' strike, Black Lives Matter, you know, trans, you know, Wales and trans rights. Nothing about the peace movement. So that's
really?
That's me,
wow.
my next baton. I will have the definite word with them. Yes, but it's shocking.
It is.
Absolutely
it is.
Shocking.
It is. It almost feels deliberate.
It does. Because there's stuff that's like, you know, trans rights or, you know, Black Lives Matter or whatever. So it's not as though they're only looking back at ancient history.
Wasn't the woman from the Senate when we were in Cardiff, didn't she say it was her mother that
you're right.
was active?
Yes.
And as a result, she then became interested in local politics.
That's
and
it.
From nowhere, really, the local Welsh woman is now part of the Welsh government.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was her.
Yeah. Yes, those were the suspects at the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it does filter down through
it does.
Some of us that have been involved in these various things,
yeah.
but
it's
how
not
do we get to
yeah.
other people? Well, I think the school's issues,
yeah.
you know, so that it's not included is just
yeah.
awful.
And then they keep bringing back, I mean, cadets are being brought back into the schools in Wales, which, you know, we fought for years to get rid of them.
Mm.
And they're coming
it's
back
bad.
Again because
Why?
They need recruitment.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that really worries me.
Oh, it's terrible.
So
terrible.
What... Well, it's another whole big issue, isn't it, really?
Well, the
Ukraine
trouble is
and
all
what's happening.
Yeah.
It's about women's voices being heard, isn't it? How we keep doing that.
Do you think there'll be less openness is the wrong word, to... what we're doing and what we believe in because of Ukraine and this whole military, you know, thing has come up in such a big way that a lot of people that might have been sympathetic to how they feel and maybe rethinking and thinking, well, perhaps we do need nuclear weapons to, you know,
yeah,
protect us.
Yeah. I think it sort of goes both ways,
yeah.
but
yeah.
certainly the fact that, you know, Norway and those and whatever are wanting to join NATO is a really retrograde step.
Yeah.
The fact that the rearming Germany,
yeah.
everyone's suddenly putting up their budgets like mad for the military,
yeah.
which is like, that's a really bad thing. But I think the general public are probably thinking, yikes,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Particularly when Putin... is using it as a threat. I mean, it's now an active weapon of war, isn't it?
So maybe this is a good time to get more
yeah.
people on board with
yeah.
it. I take it back even further that it's part of this oppressive,
were you back
exploitative
came along today?
a capitalist even world.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's getting more and more advanced and more desperate if it has to be made every year. And arms selling is a key.
It's huge.
Key part of that. And the fossil fuel producers are hanging on to dear life. And it's going to get to a point, I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to collapse and implode.
And we were mostly here with
they're trying harder and harder to keep us down, keep us quiet, make the profit they can while they can.
Absolutely.
At this point, I think
it's divide and rule.
That's the trouble.